I am. Thank you, Father
Good.
Simon.
Oh, good.
So
what can I do for
I'm
you?
I'm a grandma. I'm a grandma, and I was
Mazel
reading
tov.
Bedtime Bible stories to my 4-year-old granddaughter.
Oh.
And it was like 2 pages for the Bible story. And like one was Noah's Ark and Cain and Abel and these things. Okay, so I'm reading these 2 pages, and she's fascinated and loves it. My daughter, however, was not happy with me because she said it's way too violent. So I just wonder what your take was on that and what, how I could respond to that.
Way too violent.
Yes, way too violent. Everyone.
Which story were you reading that was so violent?
Oh, like, you know, the flood, you know, of God.
That was violent?
Cleansed the earth. And that's what she said. And then also like Cain and Abel. And, you know, it's like all the little Bible stories for kids. And each one of them had something.
Oh, my.
And I didn't quite know what to say about that.
Well, she does keep her child from watching television at all. I mean,
no,
does she?
No, she does not. Lots of paradoxes there.
Oh.
So, no,
well, what
her
you
daughter
could
does
say
watch
is,
some
you,
crazy.
You could remind the child that God never really kills anyone because he put an immortal soul in people, so they only seem like they're dying. They're not really. And tell your daughter you will try to give you'll try to avoid violent sections of the scripture. And when there's a story that has a little violence in it, that you will make sure she knows that God never really kills anybody, which is true. So, you know, that's... Boy, you know, I know of two great lights in the theological lights who I will not mention. Both are converts to Catholicism from evangelical Protestantism and are two of, I think, really leading lights. And one of them is very protective of his children, doesn't let them see anything. The other one, if they express an interest in something, he'll drive them to a bad part of town and point. Because he thinks they're going to have to face this someday anyway. You know, I probably wouldn't be so blunt as he, but if I had to choose between the two positions, I would say, you can't cover, there's a Puerto Rican saying, no se puede tapar el cielo con la mano. You can't hide the sky with your hand. You know, and I think homeschoolers have to understand that particularly. I'm real big on the homeschool movement. But I think it will be to the 20th century, 21st century, what monasticism was to the 7th and 8th centuries. It's where the culture is preserved. But I feel sorry for some homeschool kids because, you know, they're smart and reasonable and they expect people to be reasonable. Well, surprise, they're going out in a world that is unreasonable. They're going to a civilization which is almost dead. And I think probably some homeschool courses should be devised that kind of debrief kids. Now, this is your final homeschool course. This is the horrible world into which God is sending you to do some good. Don't feel better than these people, but you've been called to help them. You know, this kid is going to see lots of violence in her life. And I think she's got to understand that God ultimately has everyone in his hand. I don't know if that helps at all, but, yeah, you can just make a disclaimer
that
way.
I will try that.
All right.
Okay.
And God bless you, Grandma, for reading stories. And if she still gets upset, say, well, I'll only try to read the nice stories. And when bad things happen, you can explain them to her later.